Director General, distinguished delegates. I am honoured to speak on behalf of New Zealand at this conference. We meet at an interesting time in the history of the FAO. A new strategic framework has just been completed after wide consultation with membership, and we are beginning to see how the five strategic objectives are to be delivered. Even with a new strategic framework, FAO will be asked to do many things. But FAO is not resourced to do everything, nor should it attempt to do everything. Strategic use of partnerships will be required. In this regard, we are encouraged by the Director General's increased emphasis on developing partnerships with the private sector, with NGOs, and with civil society. FAO will need to make clear-headed, objective assessments of the demands made on it, pay greater attention to prioritisation, and continue to reform in order to deliver. We look forward to FAO continuing to prioritise delivery of the global public goods for which you have comparative advantage. These include data gathering and analysis, normative and standard setting work, and policy advice in fisheries, forestry and agriculture. We place a high value on this work and will continue to support the allocation of resources to it. The theme for this conference is Sustainable Food Systems for Food Security and Nutrition. Sustainable food systems will be supported by your leadership role in sustainable global fisheries management and cross-sectoral land use policy, including discussion of the role of forestry. Codex activities have a direct impact on the safety and quality of food, and the International Plant Protection Convention contributes with protecting plant health and maintaining the sustainability of plant-based production systems. A sustainable food system that supports food security and nutrition will necessarily rely on trade and undistorted markets. It is only common sense that the food that should be produced in the areas of the world that have the best environment and climatic conditions for doing so. Trade enables communities to efficiently produce what they are good at producing and exchange that for products they are less able to produce. Professor Sen's concept of food entitlement, which he reminded us of in his excellent lecture on Saturday, gives support to the idea that economic development is supported by trade and enables improved access to food. Improved access to food will also depend on the development of partnerships between governments, industry, consumers, international organisations and civil society. In New Zealand, we have recognised the value to be gained from working in partnership with industry. Our primary growth partnership is a government and industry joint initiative that invests in significant programmes of research and innovation to support and boost the economic growth and sustainability of our agriculture, forestry, fishing and food sectors. Internationally, we are pleased to initiate the partnership inherent in the Global Research Alliance, and we've been very encouraged by the way other members have come on board with us to develop what is now a comprehensive research program on agricultural greenhouse gas mitigation. Two other FAO-based partnerships that New Zealand is pleased to participate in and to financially support are the Benchmarking Partnership for Livestock and the Global Agenda of Action in support of sustainable livestock sector development. We believe that these initiatives can be instrumental in mitigating and reducing the environmental footprint of the livestock sector, whilst at the same time contributing to economic, social and community well-being. New Zealand was a founding member of the FAO. We have a long and proud history of active and effective engagement, and we look forward to this continuing under the Director General's leadership. Thank you.